the most important question in the world. Am I a true Christian? It's not am I rich? Not am I educated? Not that I have many things. The most important question. Your most valuable possession.
It's
your own soul. You have a body and a soul. And many young men and many young women are concerned about their body. I go to many places in the world. And I go to many airports. And when I'm at the airport, I watch people. And many young women, when they're sitting in the airport, the first thing they do is this. They open their purse, they take out their mirror, open their mirror, many young men, they walk by a mirror. They're concerned about their outward appearance. But listen carefully. Your outward appearance will grow old and wrinkled. Once I was a young man. I had nice hair. I had big muscles. Now I'm an old man. I have white hair. And I have many wrinkles. Listen carefully. Your body's not the most important thing. The most important thing is your soul. And the most important question is this. Am I truly converted? Am I a true believer? Have I been born again? Now remember what we said. Going to church is not enough. Being baptized is not enough. Saying you're a Christian is not enough. Being a good person is not enough. You must be truly converted. True conversion has two parts. What's the first part? Repentance toward God. What's the second part? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not faith in yourself. Not faith in the church. Not faith in your baptism. Not faith in your family. Not faith in your good works. But faith in Christ. If you truly are born again, you have a new heart, and you will be a true disciple. So that's our first point. We're talking about true discipleship. You must have the right foundation. Where does it begin? Where does it come from? It comes from true conversion. Now number two, we want to talk about the definition of discipleship. The definition of discipleship. What does it mean to be a disciple? Jesus calls people to be disciples. He doesn't call them just to come to church. He doesn't call them just to be baptized. He doesn't call them to follow him just on Saturdays. Every day, every place, every hour, he calls you to be a disciple. What does it mean to be a disciple? Many people say they are Christians, but they're not true disciples. Listen carefully. Jesus is Savior and Lord. And if you truly believe in Christ, you believe in the whole Christ, not just to be a Savior, but to be your Lord, not just to forgive your sins, but to follow him as your master. Listen carefully. True disciple, three characteristics. The definition of a disciple, three characteristics. Number one, a true disciple listens to the master's words. He listens to the master's words. Now in China, they believe in Buddhism. In Nepal, they believe in Hinduism. And there are many teachers. And they have some students or some pupils. And those students are the disciples of the teacher. But Jesus is the great teacher. He's the Son of God. He came from heaven. He's the only Savior. And he calls men to follow him. What does it mean to be a true disciple? It means to follow Jesus Christ. Let's look at several verses. Look in the Gospel of Luke. We're talking about the definition of discipleship. It means to follow Christ. And we follow Christ in three ways. Look in the Gospel of Luke chapter 5. Verse 11. Chapter 5, verse 11. When they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. Now their business was fishermen. That's how they made their living. Jesus was walking by the water. He saw James and John. And he saw Peter. And he said, follow me. And they left everything and followed him. What is a disciple? He follows the master. Look at verse 27. Verse 27.
He went out and noticed the tax collector sitting at the tax booth. And what did he say to him? Follow me. And notice what Matthew did. He left everything behind and he got up and began to follow him. What is a disciple? He's a follower of Christ. It gives up his life and turns from his old way and begins to follow the Master. Three characteristics. Number one, he listens to the Master's voice. He doesn't listen to the world. He doesn't listen to his own heart. He doesn't listen to his friend. He listens to one voice. He has one Master. He has turned from the world. He's turned from self. He closes his ears to all other voices. Look in the Gospel of John. He listens to the Master's words. John chapter 8. Verse 31. Look at verse 31. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples. Verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What is the first characteristic of a disciple? He listens to the Master's voice. He learns from the Master's words. He doesn't listen to the world. He doesn't listen to his friends. He doesn't listen to his own heart. One voice. Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. What is the characteristic of a disciple? He listens to the Master's voice. Write this verse down. Luke chapter 10. You ladies will hear more about this later. But look briefly at Luke chapter 10. Verse 39. She had a sister called Mary. And what was Mary doing? Two things. Seated at the Lord's feet. Listening to his word. That is the example of a disciple. Listening to the voice of the Master. Following Jesus Christ. Leaving everything behind. Giving up their whole life. Putting their life upon the altar. Hearing the voice of Christ. Turning from the world.
and obeying His voice. That's the first characteristic of a disciple. He listens to the voice of the Master. Now I ask you a question. Whose voice are you listening to? Many young people. They watch TV. They look at the internet. They watch the movie. They listen to their friends. They follow the world. That's not a true disciple. If you're going to be a true disciple, you must close your ears to the world. You cannot care what your friends say. You cannot care about what your friends say. You cannot be conformed to the world. There are many voices in the world. The voices on TV. On the internet. On the music. All over the world, there are many voices. But a true disciple, he hears one voice. The world calls him. He says no. His own heart calls him. He says no. His friends call him. He says no. Why? Because he's a true disciple. There are many voices in the world. But he hears one voice. And if you're a true disciple, you follow Christ, and you listen to the Master's voice. Many young people, they have their phone telephone. They have their internet. They put in their earphones. All day. 1 hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. 4 hours. Listening to the world. Then they take out their earphones. They go home. They turn on the TV. 1 hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. They're listening to the world. They go to their school. Their friends say this. You want to hear some gossip? And you listen to the world. That's not a true disciple. A true disciple hears one voice. The voice of his master. Number two. A true disciple submits to the master's authority. He submits to the master's authority. Look in Luke chapter 6. Verse 46. What is a true disciple? He listens to the Master's voice. He submits to the Master's authority. Verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and acts upon them, I will show you what he is like. Now, what does the word Lord mean? It means Jesus is eternal deity. And it means he is sovereign authority. Many people call him Lord, but they do not submit to his authority. A true disciple does not do his own will. He does not make his own decision. He does not control his own life. He leaves all of that behind. And he has one voice and one authority. And he listens to the voice and he submits to the authority. Look in the Gospel of John. John chapter 13. We're talking about the definition of a true disciple. Chapter 13. Look at verse 12 and following. Someone read verse 12 to verse 17.
उठेरा जोरसँग कसैले पढिदिनुस्
तिनीहरूका गुणा धोइसकेपछि आफ्नो बाहिरी वस्त्र लाएर उहाँ फेरि बस्नुभयो तब उहाँले तिनीहरूलाई भन्नुभयो कि तिमीहरू जात छौ मैले तिमीहरूका निम्ति के गरे तिमीहरू मलाई दुरो प्रभु भन्दछौ त्यो तिमीहरू ठिकै भन्दछौ किनभने म उही हुँ यदि तिमीहरूका प्रभु र गुरु भइकन मैले तिमीहरूका गुणा धोएको छु भने तिमीहरूले पनि एकअर्काका गुणा धुनुपर्छ किनकि मैले तिमीलाई एउटा उदाहरण दिएको छु र जसो मैले तिमीहरूका निम्ति गरे तिमीले पनि त्यसै गर साँच्चै म तिमीलाई भन्दछु नोकर आफ्नो मालिक भन्दा ठुलो हुँदैन अनि खबर गर्ने खबर पठाउने भन्दा ठुलो हुँदैन यदि तिमीले यो कुरा जान्यौ जति गर्यौ भने तिमीहरू धन्य हुनेछौ.
Now notice verse 13 and
14.
How does Jesus describe himself? Two things. What does it say? Verse
13
and 14. Two things. How does he describe himself? Teacher and Lord.
Guru ra Prabhu.
What is the teacher?
Guru ki ho ta?
He is the one that teaches us truth.
Jasle chai tyo testo ho guru jasle chai satya kura haru sikauda cha.
What is the Lord?
Prabhu ko ho ta?
Ki ho ta? He is the one that governs and controls our life.
Prabhu ki ho jasle chai hami jivan lai chai niyantrit gardacha ra sabai kura haru chai adhin ma rakhcha control ma rakhcha.
Jesus said you call me teacher and Lord.
Yesule bhandacha timile chai malai chai guru ra prabhu bhanera bolaudai chhau.
And what does a disciple do?
Ani chai yaha kela haru ke garnu
parcha? He listens to the voice of the teacher. And he submits to the authority of the master. He says, not my will, but your will be done. And if a person is a true disciple, he has given up his own life. He doesn't run his own life. He submits to the authority of his Lord. God's will. God's plan. God's path. Not his own will. Not his own plan. Not his own path. They left everything and followed Jesus. They submitted to his authority. And they listened to his word. That is a disciple. If you go to India, or you go to China and you see the Hindu teacher, you see the Buddhist teacher, they're walking down the road,
They have a long beard. And behind them is coming the disciple. But listen carefully. Those are false teachers. They are teaching lies. They are teaching false religion. They are false masters. They are not the true master. There is one true teacher. One true Lord. And it is Jesus Christ. And He calls people to follow Him. And if you're going to be a true disciple, one voice, one Lord. That's a disciple. Who are you listening to? Who are you following? Who is your master? Who is controlling your life? A true disciple has one voice, one master. Many young people, they come to church, they listen to the preacher, but it goes in this ear, and it comes out this ear, and their head is empty. Or they go to church, they listen to the preacher, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. They go home. They turn on the TV.
TV quarter.
1 hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. They go to church. They are listening to the world. They are not listening to Christ. They follow their own will. They say, I'm going to get an education. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to have lots of money. I'm going to be a big boss. I'm going to buy a big house. I'm going to have a big car. I'm
going to
have a beautiful wife. I'm
going
to have lots of children. My will. My plan. My desire. But listen carefully. If you're a true disciple, you say, not my will, but your will be done. Listen carefully. If you are a true Christian, God has a purpose for your life. He has a plan for your life. But if you hold on to your own life, this is my life. No one can take it from me. But a true disciple, he takes his whole life and he lays it on the altar. One voice. One Lord. That's a disciple. That's easy to go to church. It's easy to get baptized. But this is the true question. Who are you listening to? Who are you following? He listens to the Master's voice. He submits to the Master's authority. And number three, he follows the Master's example. He follows the Master's example. Look here in John chapter 13.
verses 15 to
17.
Look at verse
15.
I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. How did Jesus teach his disciples? By his words and by his acts. By his teaching and by his example. And if you're going to be a true disciple, you listen to his voice, submit to his authority, and you follow his example. Now, many young people follow the example of the world. They see the movie star on TV. And the man has his hair like this. So the young man goes home. He combs his hair. And he looks like the movie star. He follows the example of the movie star. But a true disciple follows the example of Jesus Christ. Verses 16 and 17. I say a slave is not greater than his master. Nor is the one sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Look in the book of Matthew. And chapter 4. We're talking about the definition of a true disciple. What does the disciple do? He follows his master's example. Verse 18 and 19. Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Peter and Andrew. They were fishing in the sea. Look at verse 19. What did Jesus say to them? Follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Look at verse 20. Immediately left their nets and followed him. Verse 21. He walked and saw two brothers, James and John. And they were with their father. And he called them. Verse 22. And they left their boat and their father and followed him. Listen carefully. They left their job. They left their family. And they heard the voice of Christ. And they followed him. Now, this doesn't mean we cannot have a job. This doesn't mean we cannot have a family. This doesn't mean we cannot have an education. But what does it mean to be a disciple? In their heart, they give up everything. And they listen to the Master's voice. They submit to the Master's authority. And they follow the Master's example. Look in chapter 19. Yes. We're talking about the definition of a disciple.
Verse
16. A rich young man came to Christ.
He
said, "Teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" He thought he could earn his eternal life by good works. Jesus said, if you want to earn your salvation, you must obey the commandments. Verse
20.
The young man said, all these commandments I've kept from a young man, what am I lacking? Verse 21. Jesus said, if you wish to be complete, go sell all your possessions and give to the poor. And when the young man heard this, what happened? Why? Because he had many possessions. And he loved money. And he loved the world. And he listened to his own voice. And he wouldn't submit to Christ. He was outwardly moral. But inwardly he loved the world. Man looks on the outside. God looks at the heart. And God knew his heart. And he said, one thing you lack, go sell all your possessions. Take the money and give it to the poor. And follow me. But he was not willing to do it. And there are many young people in Nepal like that. They are religious. They want to go to heaven. They want to do good things. But in their heart, where no one sees, they love money, they love the world, they love themselves, they will not give up their own life. But Jesus said this, if you're going to follow me, everything in your heart, you must lay on the altar. You cannot hold some of it back. You must be totally committed to Jesus Christ. Look at verse 25. Jesus said, I say to you, it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. 23.
त्यस पदमा हामी हेर्ने छौँ यसले आफ्नो चेलाहरूलाई भन्नुभयो साँच्चै म तिमीहरूलाई भन्दछु स्वर्गको राज्य धनी मानिसहरूलाई प्रवेश गर्नु गाह्रो पर्नेछ.
When the disciples heard this, they were amazed at who can be saved. Verse 26, Jesus said, with man this is impossible, with God all things are possible. The rich young ruler turned away. He was not willing to give up his own life. In his heart he loved money. But look at verse 27. This is what the true disciple said. What did Peter say? Look at verse 27. Lord, we have left everything to follow you. That's a disciple. So I ask you this question. Are you a true disciple? I didn't ask you if you were baptized. I didn't ask you if you came to church. I didn't ask you if you knew a little of the Bible. I ask you this question. Who are you listening to? Who are you obeying? Who are you following? The world or Christ? Your friends are Christ. Your own heart are Christ. You cannot play games with God. Many young people come to church on Saturday. But when they leave church, they forget about God. When they leave church, they look at the world. When they leave church, they live for themselves. Listen carefully. You cannot fool God. You cannot trick God. He knows your heart. He looks right into your heart. And he's looking at this group right here today in Nepal. And he's asking this question. Who will be a disciple? Who will follow me? Who will take up his cross? Who will listen to my voice? Who will submit to my authority? Who will follow my example? He's not asking who will go to church. He doesn't ask who is baptized. He's asking this. Who will be a disciple? And if you're going to be a disciple, three things. With your ear, and your heart, and your feet, you hear his voice, you submit to his authority, you follow his example. That is a disciple. So I ask you this question. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, let's pray.